Blog Talk Radio.
Hey! to the soul. Praise God. Just bursting out with Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I don't know what you may be going through. I don't know what you may be facing. You know, we have so many challenges in life. We have so many struggles in life. You might be going through a sickness. You may be going through a cancer or anything that this life brings on. But guess what? Jesus said for us to come to him, and he will give us rest. Praise God. No one knows us better. No one loves us better than Jesus. Nobody. Nobody. And nobody can compare to him. Praise God. Honey, I tell you tonight, you ought to just call somebody and say, listen in on this program, because nobody, nobody, nobody loves me. Nobody cares. Nobody can do what he can. Nobody can help us like he can. God is God all by himself. Praise God. And he has loved us. Yes, he has. With an everlasting love. Praise God. This thing is everlasting. This thing is not just for a moment. It's not just for a day. It's not for a minute, or an hour, a second. It's continuously all the time. This is the kind of love that is shared and given to us. The one that died on Calvary's cross and shed his blood just for us. Praise God. What a blessing. How awesome. How magnificent. The God we serve is God Almighty. He's the great and eternal King. He's King over everything. Praise God. Praise God. I don't want to serve anybody else. I don't want to serve and bow to anyone else but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise God. You may have some difficulties going on in your life with your son or your daughter. They may be on drugs or alcohol. They may be behind the prison walls. You may have hurts from the past. You may need healing from so many things that trouble us today. But guess what? There is an Almighty God and an Eternal King, one that loves us beyond what we can even ask or think. Praise God. I want to just praise him. I just love to praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let us pray. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you, Lord God, with thanksgiving and praise and honor to you, Lord God, to worship you, O God, with all our heart, our mind, and our soul, God. We come to worship you, O God, and let you know, God, O God, how much we love you, God, how much, God, O God. God, we do care, God. And Lord, we can't say thank you enough because we don't know really how. But we know what you said in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, O God, for allowing us, O God, to come on this station again. We thank you for allowing us to praise you again, to worship you. We thank you, O God, for our families. We thank you, O God, for our country. We thank you, O God, for our president. We thank you, O God, for all the cabinet members. We thank you for everyone that's in position in every state, every country, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because you knows everyone by name. You knows what we are going through before we even go through it, Lord God. You knows our ups and downs, oh God. You knows our going in and our coming out, oh God. You knows, oh God, when our finances is a little short, God. You knows, oh God, when, oh God, the poor. You knows, God, there is nothing you don't know, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, Father God, that you are all-knowing. And God, we know, God, that you answers prayer, God. You told us to call unto you, and you will answer us. And you will show us great and mighty things, things that we know not of. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the answer. You are the answer, Lord God, to every one of our needs, oh God. And God, thank you, Lord God. You have given us the spirit to pray, God. You told us, oh God, to pray without ceasing, oh God. And we thank you that we come before you, God, and lay our petitions before you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, Father, for every petition you knew, you done died for them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You have died for every one of our petitions. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And God, you told us to bring all our requests, God, and make them known unto you, Lord God. You just want us to acknowledge you, oh God, of who you are and for your goodness, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you have more enough than enough for us, oh God. You own the cattle on a thousand hills, oh God. You, oh God, own all the silver and the gold. You just let us enjoy just a little bit this down here. Oh, but when we get to heaven, oh, when we get to heaven, God, we're going to rejoice even the more, God, in you. We're going to, oh, God, oh, Father God, rejoice in the things, oh, God, that you have prepared for us because you said you, Lord, yes, Lord God, you said you were going away to prepare a place for us, oh, God. And there where you are, there we shall be also, God. And, Lord, you said there will be joy and singing and shouting. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that, oh, God, you have a gracious and a wonderful place to prepare for your children, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, for your word, God. For it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, oh, God. And, Father, your word is leading us and guiding us, oh, God. Yes, Lord, in the way that we should go, in the way that we should walk, Lord God, in the way that we should talk, God, the way that we should praise, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, that you are more than enough for us, God. Thank you, Lord God, oh, Father God. You are God, and there is none other like you. You are God. You are God in the morning. You are God in the noontime. You are God late at night, God. Yes, you are God. And God, you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God. None of these things. So, God, we pull down everything in high places. Oh, God, yes, Lord God. And we pull down every principality and power of the air, God. Everything that tries to come in and disturb us, oh God. Oh, God, Father God, we will not fear. We will not back down. God, because you are the author and the finisher of our life, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, God, that you are our maker, God. You, oh God, we praise you. Yes, we, God, we praise you, the God, that you are coming again for us, God. Yes, Lord God, we worship you. We worship you. Oh, Father God, you are so holy. Yes, you are, God. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord God. And, we, oh God, you said we can decree a thing and it shall be done. We decree that the enemy be gone in the name of Jesus and this day. And our family, oh God, is whole, God. Oh, gosh, Joshua said, for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And oh God, Father, you said we can command our day, God. And we command everything, oh God, to get out that is not like you, oh God. God, that our day be filled with joy and peace and have all the fruits of the Spirit. Yes, God. We want to walk in the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit daily, God, to fulfill the purpose, God, that you have, oh God, planned for us, God. Truly, you have a great plan, God, for your children, God. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God, that your our ways is not like your ways, oh God. Our plans is not your plans, oh God. We can plan it one way, but God, you got it another way, God. And we wants to follow your plans. We wants to follow your leading, oh God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we just want to be, oh God, oh God, shelled out by you, oh God. Yes, Lord God, we are your servants, oh God. We are the one that's called out, set aside, set apart for your kingdom, oh God. Oh, God, we're set out for kingdom purposes. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, and we want to do kingdom work. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we need your help. Yes, Lord God, we need your help. Every day, God, we need your help. So walk this Christian journey, God, that you have put it. We thank you for choosing us, oh God. You chose us for a purpose and a reason, oh God. Yes, Lord God. And God, we, oh God, we want all of you, dear Jesus. We want all of you. We want you to take us, oh God, from glory to glory to glory. Praise God. Heavenly Father, our Father, Abba Father, the one, oh, that sits at the right hand, making intercession for us, has not given up on us, but have loved us, oh, beyond unlovable. Oh, you washes away our sin and throws them in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them ever again. Thank you, Lord God. We've been washed. Our sins have been washed away. Thank you, Lord God. They were washed away at Calvary. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for being the God, oh God, of who you are. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank everyone that will listen to this program. We pray that you be encouraged. Praise the Lord. And yes, we pray, God, hallelujah, that you will tell someone about our program. Praise God. Wherever they may be, that they can call the 1-714-409-0578. Praise God. And tune in every Sunday at 7 o'clock. Or they can listen to us on Twitter or on Facebook. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Or they can write us at P.O. Box, God's Favorite Ministry, P.O. Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Praise God. And also we have Minister Janice on Friday night with Victorious Living. Praise God. Coming on from 7 to 7:30. We pray that you are listening in on that program every Friday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are so excited, oh, to come to you and bring the word of God with encouragement, because God said in his word that we are to encourage one another in the Lord. That is why we bring these programs to you, to be an encouragement to you, because you may feel a little down, or you may be sick, or you may know someone that's going through something, and the program may give you some encouragement. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are so glad. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, my co-host is not here tonight. Praise God. She's still out. Praise God. We continue to pray for the bereaved family. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God is still God. Praise God. No matter how he said, we come here for a time, but there is a time when we have to let go. But we have family still in from the bereaved family, and we pray for them as they are going through this mourning period. Praise God. And also our dear friends up in the Roussel's, as they are going through their mourning period. Praise God. There is a time to mourn. That's what the Bible say. Praise God. And you know, if we look back in the Word, they mourned their loved ones, some of them, for 40 days. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before they even buried them. Praise God. But thank you, Jesus. God just gives us that time, oh, to mourn one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we lose a loved one. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is so good. God is so caring. He knows, you know, he just knows everything, oh, that we need when we need it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for the way he have designed us, the way he has organized everything. Everything is for a purpose and a reason. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is so good. He wouldn't have never made us if he wouldn't have made us, you know, like he wanted us to be. Praise God. So God has created us in his own image and made us, praise God, like he wanted us to be. Praise God. Well, it's praise time. And our topic tonight is on praise and worship. Praise God. We need to be more and more excited and enthused about praising God. We should be more and more excited every day, that we live, about praising and worshiping our God. When we look at how he has loved us and made us and still is caring for us, he's seated on the right hand of the Father making intercessions right now. Right now, that's the kind of God that we serve, praise God. So we should never be without a praise in our heart, praise God. A praise should be flowing through us and coming up through us. Praise God. Praise is so much needed in our lives. You know, if we had praise in our lives, as God wants us to, a lot of things can be avoided, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, because praise bring about healing. Praise bring about restoration. Praise bring about lifting every burden. Praise God. And so we need to praise God. If we can, all the day long, keep a praise up on your heart. Keep a praise in your mind. This is what helps us, praise God, to get through every day. The people would come up. The Bible said they would come up singing. So we need to be singing God's praise every day. I try not to let a praise get from my heart. I might not open my mouth, but there is praise going on down inside of me. Praise God. Praise is so much needed in our lives. We let other things come in and cloud our minds and cloud our spirits and hinder our spirits, and our spirit get hindered. And it cannot praise God. But we should let nothing come in and hinder the praises of God from going on in our lives. Because this is what bring about the healing in our lives. This is what wards away Satan in our lives. When we are singing unto the Lord, we are giving him praise. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to go to the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. Praise God. The book of Exodus. Praise God. Chapter 15. And I'm going to read something there to you. I noticed that as I've read this Bible over and over for years, I noticed that when people were going through hard times, when they were going through the wilderness, hey, for them to get delivered, they come up with a song, marching. They did something. Let's look at 15:1-2. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider has he thrown into the sea. That's enough right there. The horse and the rider have been thrown into. The Lord is my strength and song. He is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. When those people were coming up through the wilderness, and they defeated Pharaoh, they defeated Pharaoh. When Pharaoh, and we sing that song all the time, old Pharaohs were on their track. And God allowed the Red Sea to open up. And it's amazing to me. That is so amazing to me. To let all those people, all his people, get crossed. Now, God, I'm telling you this to say that God will prepare a place for a way for you to escape. God will prepare a way for you to escape. He allowed all the children of Israel to cross over on dry land, and Pharaoh's and all of his enemy was covered over by water. Isn't that amazing? To me, that's amazing what God has done. And he'll do the same thing. The identical, God, everything that the enemy tries to do to you, don't you know, God will allow the devil to be drowned out of your life. Look at Miriam's song. Miriam also sung in that same chapter. And it's on in verse, that's still in 15, at verse 19. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with the chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophet, the sister of Aaron, took a tamarind in her hand. And all the women went out after her with tamarinds and with dances. Do we dance before the Lord anymore? We ought to be dancing with joy because of who has conquered this thing. Because we didn't conquer it by ourselves. It had to be the Holy Spirit. It had to be Jesus. Praise God. We got to give him all the glory. And Miriam answered them, "Sing ye to the Lord." She told them, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider has been thrown into the sea." That is awesome to me. That is, you know, they say, well, what part does a woman play? Hey, she got her tamarind, and she danced. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Makes me excited. It just makes me want to jump and shout. Praise God. When I recognize what I have to do for God, is it too much? No. For what he has done for us, I ought to be glad to go into a worship service and worship the Lord with all my heart, my mind, and soul. I ought to be glad to dance and shout here in my home. I ought to be glad to ride in my car and praise him from my heart. I ought to be glad that I have that opportunity. Glory unto the Lord and honor him. Praise God. This is praise night. This is worship night. To enter in to his presence and tell the Lord how much you love him. Praise God. We're going to look at another verse here. Exodus 19 and 21. Hallelujah. And it reads as this. Praise God. Exodus 19 and 21. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perished. And let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them." And the Moses said unto the Lord, "The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, set bonds about the mount and sanctify it." There is something you got to do. God gave Moses charged him on what to do. So we need to know. There are some things we just got to do to get our deliverance, to get free from some things. Praise God. Moses obeyed God. Are we going to be obedient? Or are we going to stay stagnated and sit back and let the devil have his fun with us? No. We want to be conquerors. We want to defeat the enemy with our praise. Praise God. God is our everything. He's our Lord. He's our King. He's everything that we need that pertaineth to life and godliness in this life. Praise God. We are here for a short period of time, the Bible says, and then we vanish away. But while we're here, we are being challenged with many obstacles in life. We're going to go through many hurts and pains. We're going to face many difficulties. There are things that's going to try us, and there are things going to try to tear us down. But when we praise God, when we praise Him in the beauty of His holiness, when we stand in the midst of the enemy and let Him know, I will not be defeated, I will not back down to you, Satan, you just have to go on and praise Him and worship Him. Sometimes you got to bow your knees. Sometimes you got to lay before Him and just honor God. Just honor Him and let Him know that, Lord, I love you. If you don't say anything else but, Lord, I love you, here am I before you. God wants us to just submit ourselves before Him. Praise God. And let Him know, oh, yes, how much we love Him. Well, I'm going to go to another scripture here in Joshua 5:13-15. And it said, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked. Listen, he lifted up his eyes and looked. Praise God. God told us to look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Praise God. And behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host, if you go and look unto the Lord, you'll find Him right there looking back at you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship. And he did worship. This is what I wanted you to hear. When he looked unto the Lord, praise God, and the man of God spoke back to him, he fell to his face and he worshiped. He worshiped and said unto him, what said my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoes from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. I say unto you, hallelujah, pray. See, I just love that passage there. Oh, when he went and he looked unto the Lord, I don't know what he said. He might have called upon him. He might have prayed. Whatever, however Joshua called upon the Lord, he let him know, praise God. Oh, Joshua, the ground that you stand on, oh, glory to God. I love it. I love it. The ground that you stand on is holy ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Joshua did. Joshua obeyed. Are we going to be obedient? Are we going to be obedient unto the Lord? Praise God. Hallelujah. Are we going to trust God when we come before Him? Oh, my God. God wants to do mighty things in our lives. But you know, we are just like the people back in the olden days. Nothing has changed. God's people are still being disobedient. That God's people are still not worshiping Him as we ought. God's people are still stagnated. The enemy is trying to take them out. They are frustrated. They are disobedient. 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 They were disobedient back then too, just like we are today. But God has given us examples all the way through his word to lead us and guide us and to teach us. He's telling us from the beginning of this word. And I could have gone back to Genesis, but from the beginning, God has always wanted us to praise him, to worship him, even with Abraham. Abraham even went up to worship him. God wants us to worship him. He wants us to acknowledge him. Praise God. We are his children. We are made in his image. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's look at another scripture here. 1 Chronicles 6:31. Praise God. And 32. You know, God had musicians back then just like they do now. So let's look at it. The temple musicians. And these are they whom David set over the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark had rest. And they ministered before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of the congregation with singing until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. Look, this went on until the house was built so they could have, oh, praise God. And then they waited on their office. They waited on whenever they got the tabernacle built. They wanted to know what part they played. Hallelujah. They waited on their office according to their order. Praise God. Hallelujah. And these are they that waited with their children of the son of the Kornites, Heman the singer, and the son of Joel, the son of Shumiel. And it went on down to tell after the order. Boy, this was a big thing, you know. Then it gave the, after they gave that family roots, then it went on down to Aaron's family. See, everybody played a part in this congregation. Then it went to Levi. If you go back and read your Bible in First Chronicles, then it had the Levite cities, and they had their part, what they played. Issachar's part and his family. Benjamin's family work. Record. All of these families, Naphtali's son, Manasseh's family record, Asner, Ephraim, Benjamin's. Just think about this. When I recognized how big this thing was, all these family records that play, they wanted to know what part did they play, because they was ready to praise the Lord all the way. They didn't go just part of the way and quit just when the billing was finished, after the billing was finished. Oh, can you imagine? Can you imagine the praises going up unto the Lord? Oh, I wish I could have been in it, but God got whatever he wants for me right now. Oh, right, just by yourself. You can, I just want to go in without fear. Oh, praise God, and just let his mercy just hover over me. Oh, and just run for the Lord in your spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited. I always love to praise the Lord. I've been praising the Lord from a little girl, but I love praising the Lord. Oh, praise God. There is so much about praise that I cannot tell it all. It's just so much about praise that we need to know. We need to know so that we can be delivered, so that we can be set free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 8. Chapter 7. Oh, praise God. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 gives us a lot concerning praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, how the glory of God filled the temple. Well, oh my, now this is another one. I tell you, so much of the word just touches me. I don't know what it does to you, but every time I read something, it just touches me, and it just can get me infused. But just think about, praise God. In chapter 7, God's glory fills the temple. Think about if you are in your room or in the church and how the glory of the Lord just will come in and fill that place wherever you are sitting. Fill that place wherever you are kneeling. The presence and the glory of God enthused you caught up in the blessings of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God, yes, when you are in this position, how God will appear to you. And God did appear to Solomon. He did. When they went in with their sacrifices and celebrations unto the Lord, God appeared to him, and the glory of God surrounded that place. And, you know, that's what I wish in our services today and every Sunday, that the glory of the Lord will come in and fill this place. Fill this place. Move in the hearts and minds of your people, Lord. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I love it, y'all. I love it. I love it. Praise God. When the glory of the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it went on. It went on in there in chapter 8. Praise God. They had different furnishes and feasts and all the things that happened. And, oh, my God, when I read that all the way through, it just encouraged me even to more to stay on the wall, to stay on the wall and worship and look up to my God. Oh, praise. Look up to him. Oh, praise. You know, if you want some things to be done, if you want some things to be done, in your life, you have to do something. And if you notice, these people done something for something to happen. If you want something done, you have to do something to get it done. God will come down in your midst. Praise God. Job said, you got to bless the Lord. And Job did. In the midst of his situation, he still blessed the Lord. He still blessed the Lord. These people's got all their families together. You may say, I can't get mine to come. Just get in there and bless the Lord. Just get in there and bless the Lord yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Know what office you hold when you go back to your meeting. If you ain't doing nothing, find something to do. Find something to do in the church that you attend. It may be picking up a piece of paper from the floor. It may be cleaning afterwards. Maybe you need to stay a little bit longer. Maybe it may to be into the choir or the praise group. Whatever office that you hold, be there and honor God with all your mind, your soul, and your strength. Praise God. Bless the Lord at all times. Just bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to go over here, skip over here to Ezra right quick. I think I have a little bit more time. I had Mark Ezra, praise God. Oh, praise God. We know that Asaph was a song leader, praise God, hallelujah. And Asaph, praise the Lord, praise God, hallelujah. Ezra 7. And 6 said, praise God. And Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel and of the priests and the Levites and the singers. See, I'm telling you, these singers had to be in there. We got to praise the Lord. And there went up some of the children of the of Israel and the priests and the Levites and the singers and the porters and the Neptunes unto Jerusalem in the seventh year of Xerxes the king. And he came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. I'm telling you, I just wanted to let you know that these singers, we got to sing unto the Lord. We got to praise the Lord. We got to sing. He tell us sometimes, sing a new song. You know, if we praise the Lord enough, and if we go before the Lord enough, God will put a new song in your heart. He will just let you, he'll cause you to sing unto him, because he created us to, people, family of God. Because he has put a new song into your heart. People will wonder, where did you get that song from? Don't worry about where I got my song from. God has put a new song in my heart, a song of praise unto him. God is pleased with what he put into your heart. I'm saying to you tonight, God want to put a song in your heart. He wants to give you a song that, it said it in the word, he gave him a song that no man had ever sung. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? You can sing a song that no man has ever sung, because God will put it in your heart for you to sing that unto him. Don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about how it sounds. It's ministering unto the Lord. Hallelujah. It's ministering unto the Lord, because the Lord is great and mighty, and he wants to hear what he has put inside of you. Isn't that awesome? God, oh God, is so great, so awesome, and so kind to us, Lord God. Praise God. I just love him. I love him the way he does things. And I want a new song. I desire, praise God, I desire that new song to come springing up. You know, he say, spring up, oh well. Shout unto the Lord. God has so many things to tell us to do. And are we doing it? Come on, I'm trying to encourage you tonight. Praise God. When we sing, it brings on a spirit of prayer, and prayer and praise. We can pray even the more once we done, got everything out that tried to hinder us. Paul said, there are things that are becoming there to try to stop you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got so much on praise. Praise God. But I cannot share it with you with you in one night. Praise God. But you know, every first Sunday of the month, we do come to you with praise. And I'm so glad tonight that I was able to share with you tonight on praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. And worship unto the Lord. You know, go before the Lord. Bowing before him. Oh God, just in your, because he calls you to go into your secret closet and worship him and give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace this week. I pray peace in your home, in your city, wherever you are listening. Oh, in your heart. Praise God. God wants to do something mighty with you if you just allow him. Praise God. Oh, just worship him. We read in that scripture how they went before the Lord, praise God, and worship him. So go before the Lord and worship him and love him with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, and watch God do something great and mighty in your life. Praise God. Praise God. This is his desire, to bless his people. He's going to move some things out of your way. He's going to do some things. He's going to heal you. He's going to set you free from some things. Praise God. This is the God that we serve. Praise God. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.